In a world of conflicting values, where questions are more common than answers, God's Word provides everything we need to live a God-centered, truth-driven life. Join us now for the Word for Life, brought to you by Brookside Baptist Church and hosted by Pastor Greg Huffman, as he shares the truth for the day.
Good morning and welcome back to the Word for Life radio ministry. I'm Pastor Greg Huffman. Last time we were together, we were talking about making memories before you lose yours. We're talking about having an impact on your children, your grandchildren, how to communicate, how to make sure you don't miscommunicate. Today we'd like to start out by talking about activities that will help develop those relationships. And many times it's just inviting your grandchildren over to your home if they live in the area, or go somewhere with them alone. Now for us, our children all live in distant states, so our boys say, now, Dad, it's cheaper for you and Mom to fly to see us than it is for us to fly and see you. And I said, cheaper for whom? Of course, yeah, it's cheaper for them. But you know, if we want to have an impact in their lives, it's going to cost us something. Because when we're there, we need to be listening. Listening. See, when your grandchildren want to talk, don't put them off. Don't say, well, let's just wait till the weekend. You know, if they want to talk now, you need to talk now. And seek to understand their thoughts, even when you can't agree. Now, let me say that again. Seek to understand their thoughts, even when you can't agree. Many times it's hot topics like abortion or same-sex attraction or cohabitation or war or politics or marijuana, whatever. But seek to understand what they're thinking, how they came to that conclusion. In other words, start the conversation with something like this. Well, I know that we won't agree on everything, but I want you to help me understand how you're thinking. And you may move me closer to appreciating your viewpoint. And so consequently, when they hear that you're willing to listen and giving them an opportunity to talk, you begin to understand how they think, where it comes from. And when you're doing that, just refuse to use those, what I call, conversation stoppers. Like, well, that's so stupid. Well, that'll stop a conversation in a hurry. Or, well, where in the world did you get that? Or who told you that? Those will stop the conversations and your impact dies. See, we need to be interacting with our teenage grandchildren with words like, wow, that's interesting. Wow, that's different. Or, I never thought of that. Or just, Or I see where you're coming from. Or I've never heard it said quite that way before. And let me say this. Don't interrupt. Don't interrupt. So many times we have a thought and we just jump right in. And that's rude. And the more we interrupt, the less they talk. And don't correct during those conversations. See, we're trying to understand how are they thinking? What's going on in their minds? But if we're constantly correcting them, or throwing in a scripture verse or something, they'll just stop talking. See, we have to earn the right to be heard by listening first. Listening first. And then after they're done, try to repeat back what you think they just said. The Apostle Peter said in 2 Peter 1:15, "And I will make every effort to see that after my departure, you will always be able to remember these things." End of quote. Wow. "I will make every effort to see that after my departure," in other words, after we're dead and gone, friends, "that our grandchildren will always remember those things we talked about." You see, we have to remember that the word vocation is taken from the same root word as vocal. See, each of us has a vocation, and it's more than a job. It's a calling. It's a mission. So intergenerational communication shares more than defensive methods and defensive messages. You know, like stay off drugs, don't get pregnant. In other words, we need to make that intergenerational communication positive, helping them to find their calling or mission in life and pursue it, and helping them to know what to look for and what questions to ask and who to talk to concerning that calling. See, a calling is a burning desire to serve. Not just earn, a burning desire to serve, a calling to make a difference, not just make a buck. And as we are encouraging our grandchildren what calling in life are you listening to? See, there's a difference. You get a job and you focus on what you get. You have a calling and you can focus on what you can give. See, jobs come and go, but calling ties all of life together. Jobs allow us to be consumers, but callings allow us to be contributors. And our young society so desires to be contributors. See, jobs are motivated by competition, but callings are motivated by compassion. Jobs are all about selling a product. Callings are all about solving a problem. Jobs allow them to make a living, but callings allow them to leave a legacy. And lastly, callings make the future of your grandchildren clear in four ways. First of all, you begin to see present life situations from the viewpoint of how the present will affect the future of yourself and others. Understanding a calling in life will help them to look at every present situation and ask themselves, how will this help me in the future? How will it help me to be a blessing and a help to others? Secondly, leaders begin to accept responsibility for their decisions, and they assume it's up to them to correct problems and solve problems. You see, this is what a calling is. Where do I fit in life? How can my life count? Thirdly, young people want to develop a grateful attitude about things that they can't change. See, God's in control. So many times young people rebel and walk away from God because they don't understand that even in misunderstandings, God is still in control. And they may not understand how all that works, but they need to develop a grateful attitude about things that they can't change. Oh, younger generations are fantastic at being visionaries of things that they want to change, but some things they can't change. And so instead of getting bitter, they need to be committing these things to God. Where are they going to learn that? How are they going to understand how that works? Well, by watching Grandpa and Grandma's lives, by watching them go through the changes of older age, by watching them develop a grateful attitude when their health goes south, a grateful attitude when they don't have as much finances as they used to. So that's developing a grateful attitude about things they can't change. The fourth aspect about callings for them is it's a lead to initiative. These callings lead them to take initiative. What could be done, what should be done, what must be done. When my three boys were developing God's call for their lives, they came back and often said, because I felt like I knew what God wanted me to be and do, it helped me to understand what decisions to make and what decisions not to make in my later teenage years. So the callings are vitally important. And so consequently, we see that we are working in their lives to deepen our relationships, and therefore leaving a legacy for them. Then number four, transferring what we believe to be important. See, that's what God has in mind. He wants us to be transferring what we believe is important. I guess the first question that comes to your mind is, what do you hold to be important? Well, what do you talk about? Whatever we talk about most is probably what we hold to be important more than anything else. If you talk mostly about sports, then it's easy for your grandkids to figure out, well, sports must be the most important thing in life. Or if you talk more about possessions and positions of power and popularity, they're very quick to understand that's what you believe is more important in life. And so therefore, they're listening for you to transfer your values based on what you believe to be important. They could also look at your checkbook or your credit card statement and pretty well determine what you believe to be important. Where do you spend your money? For what do you sacrifice? You see, as our children and grandchildren watch us sacrifice to go to the mission field, and we pay for our own expenses. Church doesn't cover anything, but we pay for our own expenses. They are watching us to determine, this is important. I'm willing to sacrifice for that which I believe to be important. Some folks have not gotten a new car for many years because Christian education was important to them. And so therefore, as grandparents, we can have the opportunity to invest and to offer to our children, if you are wanting to send your children, our grandchildren, to a Christian college, we're willing to help. We're willing to invest our finances and invest our time and write them letters. It's a really neat opportunity to send some money to your grandchildren. We do that. And then we also, in that letter, we put a self-addressed envelope with an empty note card so that when they get the check, kind of reminds them, Granddad and Grandmommy would love to hear from you. And I'll tell you what, we have received some of the sweetest cards from them just to help us understand what's going on in their lives. What are they doing? What are they thinking? What kind of goals is God helping them to establish? But it's very important when we want to transfer what we believe to be important. See, somebody put it this way. Your presence is most important. Now, that's P-R-E-S-E-N-C-E, your presence. And it's much more important than your presence, P-R-E-S-E-N-T-S. Now, don't misunderstand me. Your financial presence are important, too, especially as they get older. But your physical presence or your ear on the phone is more important than your money presence, because often they just need someone to listen. And maybe you could be the one that would have the greatest impact. And sometimes we say, well, Pastor, I don't even know what to say, especially if they're going through a crisis, if they have just broken up with their boyfriend or they've just had an accident or they've lost a very dear friend in death. See, even if you don't know what to say in the midst of one of their crises, just be there. Just be there. They will remember in months and years to come that Granddad and Grandmama were there on the phone, or if possible, present with me during that time. Just be there for the important events in their lives. If you can go to their sports events or their award ceremonies or their concerts or their plays, especially their graduations. We plan to be at two grandchildren's college graduations. And I tell you what, it's expensive. You look at the cost of flying and especially flying to two different destinations within a week, and you kind of go, whew, man, that's pretty steep. Yeah, that's pretty steep. But we are making impressions. We are there. We are celebrating with them. And how important that is. So if you have to save up some money as you go along each month, plan to be there with them during their special times, their weddings, if possible, the birth of babies and these types of things. But transferring what you believe to be important is, first of all, your presence. Then secondly, it's your discussions. Your discussions. See, each discussion doesn't have to end with some kind of a conclusion. Give them something to think about for the next time you talk. Well, our time has run out, but join us the next time as we will continue to talk about how to transfer what you believe to be most important in such a way that they will not resent it, they will not run from it, but they will receive it because it's given in love and it's given in language that they understand. So until the next time, may the Lord bless you in a fantastic way.
We hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. If you would like a copy of today's program, have a question we can answer, please contact us at The Word for Life, 4470 North Pilgrim Road, Brookfield, Wisconsin, 53005. For more info about The Word for Life, to make a donation to help us continue this broadcast, as well as other resources for your Christian walk, visit us at www.thewordforlife.org. Thanks for listening today. Tune in again next time as we bring the Word of God to your life.